Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Vav, and we were holding right at the bottom of the base, on the hand of the base, and we were talking, we had begun talking about the union of the Moche, and gotten on to the question of the responsibility. Actually, we ended up coming back to being Moche at the end of the Sugya, so in the end, the whole thing is part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is the question of Chofni and Pinchas. Why was Pinchas held responsible for the chet of Chofni? At least was one approach in the question. But in general, the idea of the mutual impact of Ra, going all the way back to Gan Eden, Mikra Echad, La Tov, La Tahor, and so on, is part of the overall sugya of the relationship of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to the Korah, the Shekhinah. And so this goes into sugyas of original sin, so to speak, mutual responsibilities, which is the part of the concept of Mecha, and more, as we'll see. The central idea, I think, is probably Shorashim of Ra. So in Shorashim, the interconnection, we spoke about yesterday, that the Gemara goes through the way that the Torah defines things in a very vicious black and white manner at times, in order to touch the root of the problem, rather than allowing us to make things, paint them with a little patina of prettiness, which is part of our civilization, but we don't face up to the real issues. So yesterday we spoke about the way that the children of Eli were chote, but weren't chote in our terms. And today we'll continue with an interesting continuation of that story, because the truth is Shmuel's children also didn't follow his path. And the reason that that happened to Shmuel was because Eli had cursed him. Because when Shmuel said that he doesn't want to tell Eli the dream that he had, the visions that he had, so Eli said to him, well, Ko yaseh lecha Elohim, even though it's al tanai, this is the klal of Chokham al tanai becomes true. So just like it uses the lashon of Lo'ubanav b'drachav, found by Eli, same thing happens by Shmuel. Nonetheless, says that the Gemara today on the bottom line, Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmini, Omer of Yonatan, Kola Omer b'nei Shmuel chatu, Eno elatoeh. It would be a mistake to think that Shmuel's children were chote. Shneimar, although it says vayi kaasher zaken Shmuel vayasim et banav shaftim liyisrael v'lo alchu banav bidrachav vayitu, and then we're going to have to understand what it's vayitu akrei abetza. What was that referring to? But what it does say is bidrachav. I mean to say lo alchu bidrachav. When you're talking about in comparison to Shmuel, it's not the end of the world. Okay, so they weren't exactly as great as Shmuel. You can't expect everybody to be as great as Shmuel. So then if that's the case, but then Mani Mekayim Vayitu Achrei Abetza. What's the meaning then of their turning after Batza? Shelo Asu Kema'ase Avihim. It was also a comparative statement. In other words, Shaya Shmuel Atzadi Mechazer Bechol Mekomot Yisrael Vadanotam Bo'orehim. We know that the idea of circuit courts was something that Shmuel founded. A court that would go around in circuit. Shemar, and this actually introduces the whole sugya of the end of Shmuel's life and the taking over by his children. So when it talks about Shmuel, it says, V'alach midei shana b'shana, he would go every single year, v'savav beit el, v'agilgal, v'amitzpah, v'shafat et Yisrael et kol ha'mekomot ha'ele. So everywhere that he went, he set up court, took care of the issues in that area, and moved on, which is the meaning of a circuit court. When it says lo hu bidrachav, it means that heim lo asuke. They became institutionalized. Ela yashvu barehem, they settled down wherever they were, and they started expanding kedei laharbot schar lachazaneihem lesofreihem. Now already we have secretaries, and we have the Chazanim, we have the people that write the summonses, deliver the summonses. The whole city's making a parnasa from this. We're going to start now running around from place to place. What precisely? It's much from Rashi that the Kitanoi actually refers to whether there was hatat betza literally, or not. You could learn Ketanoi as how can we define Vayatra Achrei Habatza. So Vayatra Achrei Habatza, Rabbi Meir, over all this means is Chalkam Sha'alu B'fihem. That there's a little bit of a problem because it says after the Vayitu Achrei Habatza, it says Vayatu Mishpat. So Bepashtus, the Batza was something that was just a fresh Vayikhu Shochad, Vayatu Mishpat. So apparently, what it was that they had done was mata them, Lagabi the Mishpat. Now this Rabbi Meir says, what does it mean when it says Vayitu Achrei Habatza? Chelkam Sha'alu B'fihem. Even though they had a right to Maaser Rishon, they requested the Maaser Rishon for themselves. Normally there's no Isser in that, but since they were in the position that they were, nobody would refuse them. And because of that, they took unfair. Boy, this is a standard, man. If we would apply the standard today, forget about it, talk about Shiltono again. So because it was unfair in that they took advantage of their position by asking, and the people wouldn't turn them down, it ended up that they basically were stealing money from other aniyim that were roy to take maaser, and that weren't going to be able to get it now. And that was the butza. Well, what allowed them to not realize that was improper was the fact that, look, you know, when it comes to money, people don't see straight. So that's the meaning of Ayitu Achrei Habatza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So in other words, so Rashi says, the pshat according to Rabbi Meir, is that that's how we're supposed to understand Vayatu Mishpat. In other words, Mishpat Hogen is, I mean, it's not that they would judge, they would take something out of it that could affect their judgment in a case. It's not that that's the point. It's that the judgment that an individual applies to his life and dealing with what's appropriate and inappropriate, the desire for the additional money that they were going to be zorokot to the meiser allowed them to have a perverse sense of what's appropriate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it means literally, to some extent, Hatayat Mishpat, but not Chas V'Shalom, literally Shochad, but what it means is that Malai Yitilo Avalei Batim. They would go to people who were experts in business and so on, and would ask them if they would allow them to invest with them. They would buy a portion of the investment to bring Malai, they would bring Schoran, invest in commodities, and ask a broker to handle the case for them.
Greek islands.
What? Greek islands. Right. And because of that, when a case would come up that these people would be involved in, they naturally had a nitiya, didn't parcel themselves from the din, and so there was an element of atayat mishpat even.
Influenced heavily, but they called it because of their position.
No, it wasn't that. Well, possibly. I don't know if Rashi needs to take it that far, but possibly. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kupa Yetera Shel Maaser Natlu Bizro. It's worse than that, is that they took more Maaser than was really allowed. And they insisted on a Chazir Shir. Sorry?
Isn't that real Gezel?
Well, you think Machma and a Shir, man. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Matanot Natlu Bezroa. They took the Zroa L'chayim V'keva, even though they weren't Kohanim, they were Levian, they didn't really have a right to the Matanos. They insisted that it goes to them as Shevet Levi, representatives, and so on and so forth. Another pshat is that it's just a reference to Matanot, not the regular Matanot, Zroa L'chayim V'keva, actually the Matanot, meaning Matanot of Levia. And they weren't supposed to ask on their own, to take on their own, because it says Bechlal, by all of the Matanes Kuna, it says V'natan L'Kohen. We learn out from V'natan L'Kohen that the Bailin is the one who has the right to decide who he's going to give it to, when he wants to give it, how he wants to give it, and they took. Omer Shmo Banachmini Omer Yonatan. Continuing on with the story, because after all, this is one long story in a sense, is that Kol Omer David Chatai Noel HaToy. Someone who thinks that David sinned in Eshet Ish with Bathsheba is making a complete mistake. David maskil imo. And I ask you, it doesn't make any sense. So then when Natan HaNavi said to him, Madua bazita tva Hashem la'asot hara, Doesn't mean that he did it. It says you were mevazeh to think about doing it. La'asot tara. Shebikesh la'asot v'lo asa. He wanted to do ra with her, but never did. Meaning that he wanted to sleep with her before he knew that she got that get from Uriah. Now here the truth is, we'll see later on, there's a machlok at Rashi and Tosfot as to what exactly happened. According to Rashi, the get that was sent, the Gemara says that anybody who went out to Milchemet Beit David, one of the takonas that they made, which is a fantastic thing, was in order to avoid horrific problems that come up, I mean, have come up in recent wars, of Igun, was that every soldier would give a get before going out to his wife, before going out to war, and that get, according to Rashi, was a get al tnai, that if he doesn't come back from the maracha, that the get is chal me'achshav. So the chayav already it would have been divorced retroactively. Tosfos learns that the get was an absolute get and wasn't conditional, and they would simply remarry upon return. We'll see why, based on this Gemara, but Tosfos concludes that.
Because of the fact that he was with her before he died and retroactively.
Well, we'll see. So what it means over here should be kesh lasot, is that before she was mekabelet the get, because very often they would go off to war, as we'll see later on happen with David himself and his own brothers, which is a very ironic place from which we learned the din that they used to give Gitim earlier, that actually came from Yishai. Yishai sent David to the war back at the time of Goliath, which is how he got there, to pick up a get from his brothers so that Yishai's daughter-in-laws wouldn't be left agunot. Which is where he came into contact with the whole idea in the first place. But the whole thing is a very, very strange story from beginning to end. But in any event, see, he wanted originally to sleep with Bathsheba before she actually got this get, or something before he knew for a fact that she had received it, and therefore it would still be a suffix. But he didn't. He considered it, but he didn't. Omer Rav, you know, Rebbe, who comes from David HaMelech, he always tries to find, he's Mahapech Vadorish Beschute de David, he always tries to find some reason to understand that David did the okay thing. Now, of course, Lemaisa, as the Mepharshim point out, we saw yesterday that it says, Lo Yelo Ben, if he is a Yisrael, Lo Yelo Erba Chachamim, Lo Nebe Talmidim. So if the Rebbe's grandfather was in fact a Noev, then he's saying, oh, I mean, how am I over here, the Nasi and the central authority on Torah? He's not supposed to have an heir. So I know it couldn't be. So therefore, it was Mahapir, but supposed to be David. And he learns like this, the Rebbe would say, Madua bazita dvar Hashem la sotara. Rebbe points out an ingenious point here. If you take a look at every other place where it mentions the word asiya together with ra'a, and it says this about a lot of malachim, it always says asher asa hara. So mishunera azu mikora ot shabatorah. There's no other case in the entire Torah in which the word ra'a appears in this way. Shekol ra'ot shabatorah k'tibu vaya'as. It always says Vayas Arab Ene Hashem. And here it says La'asot Arab Ene Hashem. Does that say something to you? So in other words, it means that there was a Havamina to do. La'asot Shibikesh La'asot. But Lo'asah. And if you take a look at the continuation of Pasuk, I mean, what does it say? Et Uriah Hachiti Hikita Bacherev. Vetishtola Kachtala Kali Isha. Voto Harakta Bacherev B'nei Amon. Every word in that pasuk proclaims David's innocence. Because Lamaisa, what is the meaning of Uriah Hikita Becherev? And if you shot him through the head, well, what's the point? Harakta, Ratzakta, I mean, who the heck cares whether it was with a Becherev or the boy? What are you saying, Harakta Becherev? That's the issue over here. What are we waxing poetic about the death, or are we talking about what it is that he did wrong? I'll tell you what the pshat is, says Rabbi. The pshat is like this. Shayala kaladuno b'sanhedrin, you're like a barbarian. What's the pshat? You kill a guy with a sword. That's the issue here? Yeah, that's exactly the issue. Albeit he should have been killed. But this was not the way to do it. You held that he was right to be killed, and we'll see later on why he was right to be killed. It should have been done in a civilized fashion. You take a man to court, and you go through the mishpat, not to kill him with a sword, on your own authority. That was the problem. And you didn't. Now, the maisa, there's a tremendous machloket, whether there's a fear b'chlal on a melech to be done b'sanhedrin. I mean, there's even some, I mean, there's really a number of different shitot over here. Tosus learns that there's a chiyuv to be done by Sanhedrin. But the problem is that if you take the Tosus kipshuto, it means that until he's nidan by Sanhedrin, that he's not chayav mitzah like anybody else. And you see, you're going to take somebody who would have been chayav mitzah had the best at Paskin. And there's no question, we had witnesses, they would have so Paskin. And you shoot him through the head. You're chayav mitzah. There's no heter to kill somebody who you're convinced is going to be chayav misa. Once already there's a psak din, so then he has a din already of someone who, for all intents and purposes, is dead. So then it doesn't change anything. If lamaisa, you should have been down in Besanedrim, Ikra din, then you murdered him. So what he's saying, David didn't do anything wrong, he murdered him. So therefore, even according to Tosfos, there's a whole brisker of on this, certainly. Even according to Tosfos, many hold Tosfos just saying, that if Besdin, you take him to Sanhedrin, it's not that Sanhedrin defines the din. That's the difference between a Morid Malchut. The Melech defines the din. The Beit Din is there to discover the facts, which is normally not the function of Beit Din. I mean, the secondary function of Beit Din is to discover the facts. But what the Beit Din really does is creates the din. By Morid Malchut, the Beit Din doesn't create the din. It's just that, okay, let's make sure that we have the facts straight. And you believe that he's a Morid Malchut. What are you sumeich on? Such and such witnesses and so on. Let's go through the din. See if that's true. If that's true, it's in your hands. But Lamaisa, if they didn't would establish that it's true, then even Lamafreya, the guy was Chayav Misa. Because he was always a Morid Malchut. So the psak or the non-psak of Beit Din is not really important. Other than in terms of the niceties. And in fact, that's what others learn, that since over here it's important to establish that you didn't act out of the obvious reasons that you wanted to act. I mean, you're trying to get a guy knocked off after impregnating his wife. It don't look very good. So therefore, the correct way to have done it was to go through Besdin. According to the Rambam, this is not, it's only because of the special circumstances that we're saying this. There's never a thief to go to Besdin. The only thing is that the Rambam learns that a melech has rishus to kill, not a chiyuv to kill, in which case somebody else who killed, it wouldn't be that he would be yotzei din that the guy is chayav misa. Again, there's a whole brisker of that's b'chalak between Malchut Beit David and a din of melech as a moshel. And then in a Mored Malchut Beit David, there's a chiyuv of mita, that is a chiyuv, not rishut, and that anybody is supposed to kill him and so on. They're not part of our sugya, but just you should know, it's not that simple what it means. Shayala chaladuno b'sanhedrin. But okay, it could mean that under the circumstances, you should have taken to the Sanhedrin, instead you went and used the cherev, so to speak. So it's referring to the barbaric way in which this was done. That was the taina. Which is a question of form, rather than a question of content. So it means that the pasuk is essentially saying that David did not murder Uriah Hittite. That ishtola kachtola kala isha. Now hold on a second. You cannot take somebody else's wife for a wife. That is an impossibility in Jewish law. So if the pasuk is saying, and you took his wife for your wife, what is it saying? That you, lekukin yesh l'chapa. In other words, that mi'ikar adin, it was shayach to take her for, which means she wasn't married. So if we're calling her someone else's wife, again, it's because of the expectations. It's because of the forms. When a soldier sends a get to his wife because of what might happen to him in war, it may very well be that legally they're not married, but it's a nasty thing to take advantage of. And so, informed, it was improper. The Omer of Shmuel Ben Yonatan, Kol Hayotzei LeMelchemet Beit David, Kotev Geit Kritut Liishto. And where do we learn that out from, ironically? Shinema Vetaseret Haritzeh Chalav Ela Tavila Sara Elef. Take these ten big cheese containers over here. Bring it up to the Mempe. Vetachicha Tifkot B'Shalom. And see how your brothers are doing. This is said to the young David, who is being sent up to the war. Ved aruvatam tikach, and take from them their guarantee. What is this guarantee? My aruvatam. So Tani Rav Yosef Devarim Hamu Uravim Ben Olaveinam. It's a remiss to get. So it was Yishai who told David that this is an important thing to do. Then Natan HaNavi continues about the terrible things that you did to Uriah Hiti. Voto harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. And you murdered him with the swords of b'nei Amon. Nu. And you already said, Hikita b'cherev. Elad Pshad is, what are you coming to tell me? Then ma cherev b'nei Amon, yata nena shalav, av Uriah Hiti yata nena shalav. The Navi is essentially telling him, not only aren't you chayev, as a retzicha, because he was b'cherev, but Lamaisa wasn't even your cherev. You think there's a chiyuv on you? There's no chiyuv on you. Well, you're going to say that every place had the B'nai Amon went and killed people, so you're responsible because it was your war. In the same way, Cherub B'nai Amon, you're not responsible for. You have no dinim on you because of Uriah Hiti. So why that? Why is that true? My time. Moreid b'malchut ha'ame. Uriah Hiti was chayev mita because he was a moreid b'malchut. How do we know he was a moreid b'malchut? Because of the incredible insolence of telling David, "Va'adoni Yoav, ve'avdei Adoni al pnei ha'sadeh chonim." So there they are. David tells them, "Listen, Uriah, you've had a hard time in the war. Why don't you go back home, take a rest for a night, have a good time with your wife. Make sure you have a good time with your wife, and then go back to the war." So he says, "What? This is what you told me to do. My master Yoav, who's the general, and all of the servants of my master Yoav are sitting out there on the field in such dire straits, and I'm supposed to be having fun at home." Absolutely not. So Rashi learns that it's the phraseology. What do you say in front of David and my master Yoav? Who is Master Yoav? Master Yoav. What exactly is a master when you're talking about a melech? He's only an eved to the melech. He's not a master. So in calling someone in front of a melech his master, that itself is a tremendous merida. So it's as tiny as you can't call that a merida, because it's only a merida would be if you intended on some level to make him a master who would be equivalent or take the place of the melech. That's a rebellion. But to call the Sar Tzava appointed by the king your master because he's the one above you, and in no way indicating that he's on the level of the king, or certainly that he's meant to replace the king, so why would that be a moreid? Tosfos says that obviously it's only because of the context in which he continues on to say, "V'ani avor al beiti le'chol v'lishkavi mishti." That's what you expect from me? Everybody else is out on the field and I'm supposed to act like Mr. Domesticated. No way I'm going to do such a thing. So in other words, Tosfos learns that it was the rejection of the command of David that was the merida. He was told to do something, do it. Lemaisa, one could suggest a middle position in this. That the fact that he said that I'm not going to do it is not a merida per se. Because the tam that he gives, it's not that I don't want to do what the melech tells me to do. It's that I'm greatly appreciative for the way that you want to let me off, but I just don't feel right about it. Fine, that's not called merida. But in the context in which you're saying, man, I don't know where you're coming from, but you're from outer space. The real people in this world aren't thinking about going home and having fun. They're thinking about doing things. So I don't know who you are. See, that's basically the real context. In such a context, when you say Adoni Yoav, you're saying the guy who really knows what's going on is Yoav, not you. And therefore, you telling me to do this is so inappropriate. You don't know what you're talking about. So in there, the whole thing is a marina. Because you're saying that you're out of it. I don't even consider that. It's deeply insulting to say that. Right? Isn't the whole pasuk deeply insulting? It's not the phrasing of Adoni Yoav particularly, or the fact that I won't do it. It's together. What I'm saying is that you're crazy. That there are real people in the world, and then there's spoiled idiots that sit back here sending out other people to do the dirty work. That's you. That's essentially what the pasuk is saying. Okay, so Lamaisi was chayav. Omar Rav, ki me'ayanta bebe David, if you pay strict attention to David's life, lo mashkachat be, you won't find anything wrong with it. Bar mid Uriya. The only thing was this Maisa Uriya. Tichtiv, and it says, beferish in the Torah, rak bidvar Uriya hachiti. The only thing that wasn't yasher, the first part of the pasuk is asad David ha-yashar bein yashem, and lo sar mikol asher tzivo, that means that he was mamish at tzadik gomer, kol yemei chayav, rak bidvar Uriya hachiti. So the pasuk is being made. The only thing that one could say that David did wrong was the Maisa Uriya hachiti. Now Maisa Tosis is bothered by the fact that the problem of the hasata later on, of the counting, which was Shalom Kedin, that was Gorim the Magefa, and so on Yisroel. That is not a Machloka. I mean, that seems to be clear that he did that. Zatosha says maybe we're not including that because it wasn't such a terrible Avon, or maybe he didn't do it on purpose also. And he thought that it was okay. So what it means is he didn't consciously ever do anything against anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. But that this was a shogeg, so we're not including that.
But according to this, then David did sin, according to this Malachim.
Well, he did sin, there's no question he sinned. Sin means, when it says, doesn't mean we ignore the pasuk, it means anyone who thinks David sinned kipshuta and he took an esh esh is making a mistake. Doesn't mean he didn't sin at all. He acted in ways that were inappropriate. Again, what the Torah is doing over here is it's focusing on the underlying roots of what's happening. What happened is for all of the very relevant rationalizations, Lamaisa, what was done was irrelevant in terms of its underlying shoresh, which was the violation of another person's relationship with a woman who is milchedes for him. The fact that you can find halachic reasons why this is kosher doesn't change the underlying issue from which the halacha itself is no bad. There's an underlying issue of evil and the violation of relationships. And the question of whether that takes on a form that's mechayev you in bezdin is a different question, and it's a very relevant question. But as far as defining the roots of evil, before there was a Torah, there were roots of evil. And that's the point. Say, good, you figured out a way in which it's butter, and therefore you're not a noev. Therefore you're not someone who took someone else's wife. Yeah, you took someone else's wife, meaning kosher. But you took someone else's wife. It's also true. In other words, we're looking again at the starkness of the issue rather than at the legalities of the issue. So we're trying to search for the shoresh. Then we have another, so the question is, we have another issue that David did wrong because, I mean, it's amazing. Rav is saying over here that David did nothing wrong but the way that he treated Uriya. My father, Zatzal, always pointed out, if you take a look at the whole story, he shouts that he wasn't taking an Esh Esh. It says that David goes up to the roof, he sees a woman, she's taking a shower. What is she doing? She was in Nida, and she now was in Tovela. So in other words, it's necessary for us to know that she was Tahira. So he goes and finds out about her. I mean, so in other words, he needed to know that she, I mean, relationship doesn't bother me, but you know, I wouldn't want to sleep with Anita. I'm saying, if you're going, go all the way already, you know, what's that? What's the point of going to the mikveh for an eater the next year? So you see right away that the issue was that he was doctor being mocked for that she would be ruya. That's the context in which he discovered her. So he clearly figures, oh, listen, if I'm given to see a woman that she should be tahira, and he knew that she was ruya, though, so the whole thing is basically a taking a thing before its time, which, by the way,
that's the story of Moses.
Sorry?
And that was the whole, the
nature of faith.
Yeah, and even the marshal that was given to him was not that given.
Right, the marshal that's given to him was a violation of personal pet. Well, exactly. That's not an ish, but it's something that somebody cares about. And that's the point. It's a personal relationship. I'm saying, but the idea of taking something before its time is the nature of the chet of Onamarisha. In other words, it's clear that the world is meant to be ours. The question is, how does it become ours? But, okay, that's pointed out. That's why we use fig leaves, right? Fig is fag in Hebrew, which means premature. And that's what we call, actually, pagim. Pagim means premature, immature figs. And the whole, in terms of zroyim, the pag, in modern Hebrew, we use it for humans, but a pag is a fig. It's the mocker of the English fig, which becomes the fig leaves that were taken, that's according to Andromeda's Ace of Aspasteina. Because that's the whole point, is the doing things before their time, figuring that you can act upon something and then it's okay. Violation of boundaries. This is time boundaries. All right, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, we have a problem. If it's Rav who says over here that the only thing that David did was the mice with Uri Achiti, then Rav is contradicting himself. Says Abaye, run with the Rav. Miyama Rav, how could Rav have said that? Viyama Rav kibel David lashon hara. Rav is the one who says that David was mekabel lashon hara during the story of Mephibosheth. So how could he say over here they didn't do anything wrong? Gosh, that's a problem. Gufa, by the way, let's get into that for a minute. We know the story was that when Avshalom, at first when David took over the Malucha, so he did a search to see if any of Shaul's children and grandchildren were alive. And he had made a promise to Yonatan that he would take care of any children of Yonatan's. And he was told that there was one crippled child of Yonatan, his name was Mephibosheth, who was being cared for by an Eved by the name of Tziva. And so he calls Tziva, and he asks him about this boy. And Tziva uses a language he's in Lo Davar. Now, Lo Davar is spelled there in the Pasuk with an Aleph, Lo Davar. David sends and calls him, and finds him in a place called Lo Davar, but with a Vav. The implication is that Tziva had berated him and said, Lo Davar, that you will not find him to be a very meaningful, knowledgeable person. And when he looked after him, he found out that Lo Davar, that he was a full person, he was an important person. So basically, David already saw that Tziva was attempting to undermine his relationship with Mephibosheth. What happens later is that when David is chased away by his son, so many people came along with David, those who were loyal to David came along with David. Tziva runs and claims that now Mephibosheth isn't interested in coming, and that he's the one who is loyal to David. And then when David comes back, so he says to Tziva, what's going on? You know, so when Tziva came then, so David said, well, if that's the case, I'm giving you all of Mephibosheth's property. So he hands over the whole thing. Of course, that wasn't legally valid until David would be in a position to enforce it. Like, right now, it was a wish. So when he comes back, Mephibosheth comes to greet him, and he asks Mephibosheth, so what, how do you explain your behavior? So he says, I'm a cripple. And I wanted to go out with you. I can't walk. I told Tziva to saddle up a donkey and to get me in saddle, and I would come with you. And instead, he took advantage of the situation to run off and go to you and to claim that I was happy that you were gone, and that I had gone to Yerushalayim expecting that now everybody's going to come to me because I'm from Beit Shaul, they're going to give me back the Maluka and so on. And so he screwed me. But, you know, you're the king, you do what you want, and whatever you believe, you believe. So David says to him, well, you know, I already said basically I'm giving him some, so you split. I give him half of your stuff. So the Bibochet says to him something that has nasty undertones. Well, and it's one of these controlled insolence things, which what you say is something that's very appropriate, but underneath, it sounds very strange. So he says, look, what would I have to say anything? And after such a wonderful day that you were so good to come back, you know, I have no time to let him take the whole thing. Fine. Which essentially was saying, you know, I thought that it would be a great day with you coming back, you know, and I didn't give a damn about anything. Let me take the whole thing because, yeah, now a guy like you is back here, there's no justice anyway. You know? Okay. So there were two tones in what he was saying. Now there's a machlokas on Meroyim as to whether David had detected elements in Mibiboshet that led him to recognize that Mibiboshet actually was, to some extent, grateful that David had been displaced and was hoping that he would actually never come back, which is why he, although he recognized that Siva obviously had played around, but he was going to split it with Siva, or whether he had actually been makabel the Lashon Hara from Siva incorrectly, had no reason after he met Mibiboshet to expect that Siva was right. He should have given him an opportunity to show what the truth was. And in saying that he should split the property, he was doing something terrible and unjust. Rav is the one who holds that David was makabel Lashon Hara, in which case it doesn't make sense that Rav should say that Rak B'Dvar Uriyachiti, and that was the only thing in David's life that was wrong. Bishlam the Pasuk says Rak B'Dvar Uriyachiti could mean on the level of issues that are directly knowable by everybody. It doesn't mean it's the only thing he did wrong in his life. And yet that's what Rav is insisting. So what was the story? Gufa. Rav Amar Kibel David Lashon Hara. Ketiv Yom Lo Amelach Eifohu. That Shmuel then asked Siva, where is Mipiboshet? This is when he first was sent around to find out about him. So Vayomer Siva Lamelach Hineyu Beit Machir Ben Amiel Belo Dabar. He's nowhere, man, nowhere. So then it turns out, Ruftiva Yishlach HaMelech V'yikachim V'Beit Machir Ben Amiel Milo Dabar with a Vav. That he turns out that he's everywhere. He's a big Talmud Chacham. So Bifti. Chazi de Shikra Havi, he already saw that Siva was a liar. Then Ki Hada Alshin Eluya, when Siva later, and after the days of Avshalom, Siva told him this Maisa, Maisa Mekibu Mirei. Why did David believe Siva when Siva lied to him? It says, Vayomer HaMelech Vaye Ben Adonecha, Vayomer Siva HaMelech Hinei Yoshev Yerushalayim, and he believes all of this. That he accepts this from him. How do you know accept him? Maybe he didn't believe a word. What do you mean? He says, Vayomer HaMelech L'Tziva, Hinei Lecha Kol HaShelem Mipiboshet. He says to Tziva, you should take all of Mipiboshet's property. And Tziva says, Yishtachaveti Emtzachem Be'Necha Adoni HaMelech. So apparently it was Makabel Lashon Hara. Now, Rashi points out that from what happens at this moment, we don't have a riot against Makabel Lashon Hara. Because clearly David understood that what he said at this point had no legal meaning. He wasn't in a position of a melech to be able to enforce giving a gift of Mipiboshet's property to Tziva. And therefore, essentially what he's saying is boiling down to, well, if you're right, then I'm giving everything that Mipiboshet has to you. But he was not committing himself as being right. It's only later, when he would come back, that he would actually determine. So he kept his options open. Fine. Now, Shmuel says, yes, but the fact that in the end, he actually did take away part of Mipiboshet's property to give to Tziva was not because he was Makabel Lashon Hara. It was because he subsequently saw that Tziva was telling the truth. Lo kibel David lashon hara dvarim hanikarim chazabe. He actually saw that Mephibosheth was happy at the terrible things that had happened to poor David. So David comes back and he discovers that when Mephibosheth comes to greet him, so it says Mephibosheth ben Shaul yorad likrat hamelech velo asar agvav velo asar tzfamo et begadav lo chibes lemin hayom lechet hamelech ad hayom asher ba b'shalom. Now basically what it really happens is Mephibosheth had gone into mourning when this happened to David. So David thought, aha, so why is he being mekabel me in this fashion? Is he's in mourning that I'm returning. And he was hoping that I wouldn't return. And therefore, he didn't accept Mephibosheth's explanation. And he said, okay, you can split it. And then when Mephibosheth answered him in a chutzpahdik fashion, he spoke to him insolently. I mean, at least there were elements of insolence beneath the surface. So then he really felt that he had done the right thing. So it says then that vayhi ki vayu Yerushalayim yikrat hamelech vayom lo hamelech lama lo halachta imi Mephibosheth. How did you do this? You didn't follow me. Vayomar adoni hamelech avdi rimani ki omar avdecha b'shaliach hamor v'erkav aleha. I said that I was going to get on into my vehicle and come and greet you. Ki piseach avdecha, you know that I'm a cripple. And then comes along Tziva, and he ran away with it. And then not only did he run away with my car, but vayaragel be'avdecha l'adoni ha'melech, he goes and he says over all of these lies, v'adoni ha'melech kemalach Elohim, v'yaseh atov be'inecha, I have nothing more to say. You do what you think is right. I'm telling you how it is. Vayom elo ha'melech, so David says to him, lama tedaber od varecha, Stop talking so much. Amati atavetziva tachkuta sadeh. I already said that basically he's going to get something. I mean, I can't just. But yeah, you split it. So what happens? Vayomre Mephibosheth al hamelech. Gam et hakol yikach acharei asher ba adoni hamelech b'shalom el beito. What is my property to me compared to the happiness that I have that you are back? So what he was really saying was, Omar lo, ani amarti matai tavo b'shalom. I've been in mourning that this happened to you and was waiting for you to come back. Ve'ata otzeh li kach. This is the way you treat me. Lo alecha yesh li taromet. El al mi shevi'acha b'shalom. I've time is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achrei asher ba adoni hamelech b'shalom. This is what I needed. You deserve to come b'shalom. Why did he bring you back? Which is why we find that strangely enough in Divrei Hayomim, we call the son of Yonatan, instead of giving him the name Mephibosheth, we call him Meriv Baal. It says over there, Ben Yonatan, Meriv Baal. That's not his name. Of course, we always change names in Divrei Hayomim in order to imply something about the person. So why do we call him Meriv Baal Shmo? Or Mephibosheth Shmo? All through Shmuel, he's called Mephibosheth, and all of a sudden, Divrei Hayomim, he's called Meriv Baal. Elamitov shasam meriva im ba'alav. Because instead of arguing out and explaining the position, saying what was, giving David a chance to do what was right, right away he's arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically. As time is on the din. V'yamra, so yatzta batko, v'yamra lo natza bar natza. You know what you are, is just a person looking for argument the way your grandpa used to be. Natza, the amar, what we just said. The guy gets angry and you lose it. Bar natza, same thing your father, your grandfather did. Vayavo shavu l'adhir amaleki. Vayorev banochal. Same language, Meriv Baal. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, go kill amalek, and you've got a whole moral problem now. Make a whole kav, what's banochal, as we know, aliske nochal. And he made a kav chomer from Nachal Eitan and from the Din of Egla Rufa. If the Torah is so makban on one innocent soul, so how can the Torah say we should be genocidal and kill off innocent people? And how that doesn't make any sense. And the end result is that because of his great liberalism over here, he ends up murdering the whole city of Melgirah Kohanim and with everything, all the disasters that followed and so on. All of this from the attitude of let's be more moral than God. So therefore, when it says over here that he was Mekabel Lashon Hara, the pshat that the way Rav is learning is that there were insufficient signs to the effect that on the contrary, Mipiboshet in fact had been in mourning and he should have seen it as such. Omar Rav Yud, Omar Rav, B'sha'ash Amar David Mipiboshet. Since according to Rav, David was Mekabel Lashon Hara, at that moment, now David said to Mipiboshet, okay, what's the big deal? Hata v'tziva techalku et ha-sadeh. Yatzta bat kol, this is so dramatic, it's so beautiful. Yatzta bat kol v'amra lo, yeah, you're right, it's no big deal. Rechavam v'yiravam yechalku et ha-melucha. And your grandchildren will split the melucha with Yeravam ben Nevat. How about that? I mean, it's no big deal, right? You know, you take half, you take half. Sure. Omer Yud Amrav, take a look at this. Because of this 1 second of a judgment call as to whether Mephibosheth was telling the truth or not, if that hadn't happened, Lo Nech Lecha Malchut Beit David, there never would have been a Yerubim Ben Avad, which would have meant Lo Adu Yisrael Avad Azara, never would have been a Golitz, never would have been a Furban, Lo Galinu Me'artzenu, all because of a split second judgment call, which is about Chotz Rav Shmuel.
Yes. Also,
he says by Raga.
Isn't there another Sunni? After all, earlier, didn't we have when Shaul was using the facilities and he cut the cloth?
There was a sin. It's an Hoga. It's not an Avera. It doesn't say anywhere, don't cut cloth. It's a very, very dramatic remark. And then continuing in the same story, of course, we have Shlomo. Shlomo also built. I mean, if you take the Tanakh seriously, he built Mizbechot all over for Obed Avodah Zarah. I mean, God only knows, the man was a disaster. I mean, horrible. Says Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yonakol Omer Shlomo Chatan Melech Torah. Well, you're going to be an idiot to think that Shlomo HaMelech built Mizbechot to the Baal Shemar. V'lo hayah levavo shalem im Hashem lakav kelavav David. What a joke. A guy is going around dedicating his life to building the YMCA and God only knows the Church of Our Savior and who knows what else. But this is the man who wasn't quite under Madrega of David HaMelech. That's what he's clearly he did any of these insane things. So then why does it say Vahila Eitzik not Shlomo no Shavi Tut Lavavo? That's a fresh pasuk. Says Achreilu Yimacherim. And that's in the same pasuk as the end of the pasuk is V'lo Haya Lavavo Shavayim Hashem Kelavav David Aviv. So how do we understand that? That's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson Rami Ktiva Yilei Tzik Nat Shlomo no Shavi Tut Lavavo. In the same pasuk it says Kelavav David Aviv, which means Kelavav David Aviv Lahavik. So therefore, the only way to understand it is Arki Kama. Vayila Eitzik Nat Shlomo Nashav Yituet Levavo Laleket Acharei Elohim Acharei. Fine. Where does it say he did? His wives, they worked on him. They really worked him over. Yeah, and of course, and he didn't. V'lo They said, go, go, go. And he said, no, no, no. And that's all. Oh, wait. It's all very cute, but I mean, it says, Az Yivne Shlomo Bama Lichmush Shkutz Moav. So, I mean, what do you say about that? Is there Shegetz over here? Building something to Shegetz over here? Like the Shikets Moav. So, what about that? And it says, Velamolech Shikets Bnei Amon. I mean, this is serious stuff. No, it says, Az Yivne. It doesn't say that Yibana. Oh, really? So when it says, Az Yivne Yoshua Mizbeach Lashem, it doesn't mean he really built the Mizbeach Lashem. It means he considered maybe building the Mizbeach Lashem. What kind of nonsense is this? Shibikesh Livnot Velo Bana. Elo de Bana obviously means he built the Mizbeach Lashem, which must mean that Shlomo Melech was Bana. What are you going to say about that? The meaning of this is what? Take a look at the Brayso. Rav Yossi Omer, that habamot asher al pnei Yerushalayim, asher miyamin lahar mishka, asher banah Shlomo melech Yisrael, lashterot, shkutz, tzidonim. Now we have over here a whole list at the edge of Har HaZeitim of all of these bamot, which Shlomo HaMelech had made for the Ashtarot and the Chmosh, the Shikuts of Moab, and Milcom, the Bnei Amon garbage, and so on. So let me ask you something. It says over there that Yoshiyahu came and destroyed all of those Bamot, right? Now, Yoshiyahu is at the very end of Malchut Beit David. In between the time of Shlomo and Yoshiyahu, there were a number of revolutionary anti-Avodah Zarah moments in which the people went out bananas, like the Taliban, uprooting every possible remez to any type of Avodah Zarah. So I'm asking you, Asa came along, and he didn't do anything, right? He still had little Buddhas over there that everybody could come to. Yehoshaphat comes along, Volobia Rome. He didn't think anything's wrong with Shlomo's Bomos, the Kumosh, and so on and so forth. That doesn't bother him. But little Yoshiyahu comes along centuries later, and he's figured out that this stuff is no good. Now, does that make sense to you? Alo kol avodah zarah she'b'eretz Yisrael, asav Yehoshaphat bi'arum. The Torah says that they went around all over the place and destroyed everything. So how can you say that he wasn't there? Ela, I'll tell you what the point is. Makish rishonim li'achronim. What is doing over here, it's comparing the original ones who built, in other words, Shlomo HaMelech built it. It's putting in this pasuk, the building of Shlomo is comparable to the destruction of Yoshiyahu, okay? You believe Yoshiyahu destroyed it? No. Ma'achronim lo asu. It's not that Yoshiyahu himself destroyed it. It's that what we're looking at Yoshiyahu is the culmination of all of the efforts through centuries of the destruction of Avodah Zarah that was put in by Malchus Beis David is now being wrapped up by Yoshiyahu, even though he himself didn't take particular care about this thing that was centuries ago. But so ma'achronim lo asu, but nonetheless talabahem l'sheba, the Torah considers that Yoshiyahu's tshuva revolution was so important that because of everything that he had done, we should look at him as the closure of a vast enterprise of teshuvah. So, afrishonim lo asu v'talabem liginai. So too, in the same pasuk that we mentioned, those who supposedly built the things that Yoshiyahu supposedly destroyed. So just as much as Yoshiyahu destroyed them, that's how much Shlomo built them. So even though he hadn't built them personally, the Torah was tola, the gnai of Avodah Zarah that needed to be fought against, as blaming Shlomo. Why blaming Shlomo? That's why it says, Vayas Shlomo Haravine Hashem, takes us right back to the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have a parah? No. Did Rebbe write in the Mishnah that he had a parah for all generations? Yes. No. So if Rebbe did it, God couldn't do it. So it means, he was the one responsible. If he marries these women from God knows where and gives them an allowance to do God knows what, then who knows what God? And the mela, the end result is that it's all his responsibility. So, and therefore, the whole thing that Yoshiyahu had to do, which culminates centuries of effort, of uprooting, was uprooting what Shlomo had done. Because if he had put a stop to it in the beginning, it never would have happened. So the place in which Yisrael was affected after the Malchut had already been, you want to say they came into Eretz Canaan, and they were in contact with Moab, and with these various Shikutzim of Ammon, and whatever, they were, after all, under the heel of their enemies for all of this time. Very nice. But once David and Shlomo come along, and they clear everything out. How did it get back in? Shlomo. Therefore, when we have a pasuk that wraps up the hundreds of years of the Malucha, so we're talking about basically 500 years in one pasuk, we say, and Shlomo did that, and Yoshiyahu did that. And it's brilliant when you see it in that way. Because it puts everything in such stark relief. You want to talk about 500 years of Jewish history? It consisted of trying to undo the damage that one person did because he wasn't Mohel. And he's to blame. So again, if you're looking for the shorish of something, that's where you have to look. And that has to do with the interrelationship of people in the context of Ra. So, therefore, Batoshai Lemchot Ben Hashem Lemicha, Ma'ala Vavakatut Ilukhata. Omer of Yeram Shmuel, you should know that as far as Shlomo personally is concerned, Noach Lo Lotot Tzadik Shaya Shamash L'davar Acher, he would have gladly become the Shamash in a church. Va'al Yikate Bo Vayasar HaBeni Hashem. Not to have this horrific pasuk being said about him, that he was Vayasar HaBeni Hashem. It's just terrific. But that's the bottom line. You don't do what you have to do to be Mocha. It's as if you spent your life working for the church. Absolutely horrific. Omer Rav Yoram Shmuel, B'sha'ab Shenasah Shlomo Et Bat Paro. When Shlomo first married Bat Paro. So everything was very subtle. All she did was bring the National Symphony Orchestra of Cairo with her, and she played him the Messiah. That's all. She said, listen, this is what they do. This is what they do in such and such a church. You know, and then she played him the Requiem. Said, this is what they do. It's like beautiful music, isn't it? Forget about the silly religious overtones. Some Ramo Kako Simla, but that was Aplonit. Elif Mine Zemer. A thousand symphonies she's got there. Kako Simla, but that's Aplonit. Kako Simla, but that's Aplonit. No, Shlomo is very interested. It's a cultural experience. Volumi Chaba. And that's where it all began. Omer of Yudomer Shmuel. B'sha'ash and Asa Shlomo at Bat Paro. Yarad Gabriel v'na'atz kana bayan. It was a little tiny event, wasn't it? That wouldn't have any implications, would it? And neither would one read on the Tiber. Unless you recognize that things tend to silt up over time. So Gabriel put one little reed in the Tiber, at the same time that Shlomo put one little reed in the form of a girl from Cairo, and Va'alaba Sirton, and it starts silting up. And after the centuries, when the time came, there was a big city there by the name of Rome. So from little acorns. Bimatnita Tana, Oto Hayom, Shifnisi Ravam, Shne Egle Zahav. Echad bebeit el, ve'echad bedan, nivna tzrif echad. There's another little lousy tzrif that somebody put up in a place that became, in the end, Italia shel Yavan, which became the center then of Greek-Roman civilization. And that put an end to all of the dreams of Yeravam and the people with it. Omer b'shmo banach mini omer b'yonatan. Kol ha'omer yoshiyahu chatan. Now, even though the Maisa, Yosha was portrayed as a tremendous Baal Tshuva, as a leader of a fantastic Tshuva movement, right? And Vishav al Hashem, and so on and so forth. If you think that he was a Rasha, even though it's a Vishav al Hashem, that he had been Chotei, he's Vishav al Hashem, you're wrong. Shem v'yasa yashar v'nei Hashem, v'yelech b'chol derech David aviv. The Maisa, it says over here, he followed the entire path of David. So how can you say he was Stam? He was someone who had been Chote and then he found his way back. Elaman imekayim. What then is the meaning of the pasuk that says, Uchomo lo hayalef alav melech, asher shav el Hashem, v'chol levavo, v'chol nafsho, v'chol ma'odo? What does that mean? Shekol dan, shedan bimet, shmona, shmonasre, yichzir alayim. What happened was, that he had taken over the Malchus when he was 8 years old. This is Ben Shmona Shanim, Yoshua ben Malcho. Every din that he had judged as a king between the ages of 8 and 18, he gave the money back. So here's a big machlokas. Why exactly did he give the money back? The Tur paskins that a dayan beneath the age of 18 has no right to be done. So he's not simply not mature enough to take into consideration all the possibilities. And because of that, looking back at what he did, he felt that he had no right to be done. And he no longer was able to know who was right and who was wrong. He paid the money out of his own pocket. Look, I'm high of you to pay him $100,000. Here's $100,000 back. But I'll pay for you. Because I'm not sure I did the right thing. So that's just a Shabbat Hashem B'chali Bo. Others learn, including Rashi, it's not a din in a normal dayan, but what happened over here is that it's clear that up until the time he was 18, that was the year that Chilkiyo found the Sefer in the Beit Hashem, in which they reconstructed the dinim that had been forgotten because of the tremendous attacks on Tamei Geter HaKohanim, and all of the Avdei Hashem had gone underground. So he recognized that he had made a lot of mistakes in din. It's not that there's anything wrong with being done below 18. But my subject is all about focus, what appears to be my focus in the Yerushalmi, between Amorai and Mr. But that's how the Torah paskens, that you don't do a din under the age of 18. The Omar Rab, Upligit Rab, this that says that he never did Ra, that he wasn't about Shuvah, is Chilik and Rab. Rab says, Ein lecha godel b'balei Shuvah, yoter miyoshio b'doro, ve'echa b'doreinu. There's one guy in our generation that is also a cosmic Baal Tshuva, but there's nobody in Tanakh that you find like that other than Yoshio. He obviously holds that Yoshio really had been Chotzeh. Who am I referring to? But who is he referring to, Rab, by the way? He was referring to Abba, who was Avuad Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba. As some say, it was Acha, who was Achua, the Abba, Avuad Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Because, I mean, it's not a problem. Amar Rav Abba and Acha were brothers. So, he either was an uncle or he was the father. That's how we got mixed up. It was Abba or it was Acha. Omer of Yosef, well, that was in Rav's time. I could tell you in our generation there's somebody else on that moderator. And that's Ukvan Bar Nechemia, who's the Reish Galusa. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. And they gave him the name Natan Ditsutsita. They called him Natan the Spark, because Rav Yosef, I'll tell you, because obviously the Pirka, I was once sitting in the Shir at the time of the Kala, and I was dreaming a little bit in Shir, you know. V'chazoi
v'chilma.
Where's the name? We saw the crash we're coming to Bar. And I saw in a dream at the Poshet Yadeh that a malach stuck out his hand, and the kibbe was makabo him with the tzitzis rosha. Russian says. To this person. The Meisel is a whole story about him that the Rabbi Natan mentions over here, the Medrash. He was called after the tzitzita because wherever he would walk was an image of a candle on his head, the first halo. So what had happened is that he fell madly in love with this woman. And he literally became sick from her. And she, what did you know? And I was like, I always wondered what would happen if the ring was given into my hand. And that's exactly what happens. Wouldn't you know, this woman ends up needing money. And he's a rich guy. And he's sick because he's dreaming about her. And who walks into the house? She walks into the house. She needs money. And so she asks him for a loan. So obviously he makes a little deal. And then he doesn't go through with it. So he didn't sleep with her. He had her in his hands and everything else, and at that point he said no. So from that moment on, a nair would follow him around in the streets. So he was called Tzitzita because of this mice. Hagen alach b'ma b'hema
li neder chanta
b'me isha yotza u'b'ma ina yotza. Lo teitse isha, lo bechu teitse ner. It sounds a little bit too much like the mission of the other parakah. It's a good thing we don't have the Ezra's Nashim open today.
The boys raise the bit that have hope.
Fine. Gotta keep away from this Midas Adin.
If these guys were
also just
if they were not such a Rabban has trouble with them. With them.
Omer b'shmo barach mini Omer b'yonatan. Kol Omer b'nei Shmuel chatu inu elu to'et. Shne'emar v'yika she'zaken Shmuel v'yasem et banav shoftim li Yisrael v'lo olchu banav bedrachav. V'yitu achrei abotza v'yikru shorchad v'yatu b'shpat. V'bedrachav v'lo olchu ban michtan amilu chatu. Salamani Mekayim Vaitu Achrei Abatsa Shlosu Kemaase Avihem Shai Shmuel HaTzadik Mechazer Bechol Mekomot Yisrael Vedanotam Ba'arayim Shinam Ravi Alach Midei Shana B'Shana V'Zavah Beit El V'Gilgal V'Mitzpah V'Shafat Yisrael Et Kol HaMekomot HaEle. Whereas they Em Lo Asukim לא יושבו בעריהם כדי להרבות זכר לחזניהם לסופריהם כתנאי. ואיתו אחרי הבצר, רבי מאיר אומר, חלקם שעלו בפיהם, רבי ידע אומר, מלאי הטילו על בעלי בתים, רבי עקיבא אומר, קופה יתירה של מעשר נטלו בזרוע, רבי יוסי אומר, מתנות נטלו בזרוע. אומר, פשוט נחמיני, אומר, רבי נתן כל אומר, דוד חטאינו, אלא טועה, שנאמר, ויהי דוד לכל דרכיו משכיל והשם עמו, אפשר חטא בא לידו ושכינה עמו, אלא מה אני מקיים, מדוע בזית דבר השם, לעשות הרע שביקש לעשות, ולא עשה. אמר רב, yes, ready, דעתי מדוד, he's always מהפך, דרך בשכות את דוד. מדוע בזית הדבר שם לעשות הרע? רבי אומר, נוקס, משונה רעה זו מכל רעות שבתורה, שכל רעות שבתורה כתיבו, ויעש הרע, וכאן כתיב לעשות, which means שביקש לעשות, ולא עשה. את רואי, אחיתי, הקיטע בחרב, שהיה לך לדון בסנהדרין, ולא דעת. ותשתו לקחת לך לאישה מיני, לקוחים יש רבה. דאום רב שמו בנחמני, אום רב יונתן, כל היוצא למלחמת בית דוד, כותב גט קריטות לאישתו. שנאמר, ואת עשרת חריצי החלב האלה תביא לשר האלף, ואת אחיך תפקוד לשלום, ואת ערובתם תיקח. זאת אומרת, תצחיך ערובתם אבחיך. תני רב יוסף, דבורים המעורבים בינו לבינה, ואותו רק בחרב בני אמון, continues נתן הנביא, מה חרב בני אמון היא התעננה שלו, ואף אורי אחרית היא התעננה שלו. אז why? Because we're מורים למוחות. די אומר לי, ואדוני יואב, עבדי אדוני הפני הצלחונים, and you expect me now to do what you're telling me. אומר רב, כי מעיין תבי בדוד לא משכחת בי בר מאוריה, תכתיב רק בדבר אוריה החיתי. הבאי הקשיש הרבה מדרב על הרב, מי אומר רב אחי? ואומר רב, קיבל דוד לשון הרע, כאשר גופה. רב אמר, קיבל דוד לשון הרע, תכתיב, ויאמר לו המלך, איפה הוא? ויאמר ציבה למלך, הנה הוא בבית מחיר בן עמיה, בלא דבר, ודבר שכם עבדכם מבית מחיר בן עמיה, מי לא, אצל עשו לשון, מולה דבר, מי יכתב? חזה דשיקרא הווה, סכי עוד הרעשן עליהו, מה הייתה עם הקיבלו מיניהם? תכתיב, ויאמר המלך ואיי בן אדונך, ויאמר ציווה למלך, הנה יושב בירושלים. כי אמר, היום ישיבו לי בית ישראל את ממלכות אבי. פיין, ומינה לו דקיבל מיניהם, תכתיב, ויאמר המלך ציווה, הנה לך כל אשר למסיבושת. ויאמר ציווה, השתחוויתי, המצחין בעיניך, אדוני המלך. שמואל אמר, לא קיבל דוד לשון הרע, דברים הניכרים חזה בו. דכתיב, ומפיבושת בן שאול ירד לקראת המלך ולא עשה רגליו ולא עשה שפמו ואת בגדיו לא קיבץ מן היום לכת המלך עד היום אשר בא ירושלים. וכתיב, ויהי כי בא ירושלים לקראת המלך ויאמר לו המלך, למה לא הלכת עם מפיבושת? ויאמר אדוני המלך, עבדי רימני. אמר עבדך בשליח המור ורכב עליה ואלך את המלך כי פיסח עבדך וירגל בעבדך אל אדוני המלך אדוני המלך כמלך אלוהים עשה הטוב בעיניך ויאמר לו המלך אוקיי אוקיי למה תדבר על דבריך אמרתי אתה וציבה תחלקו את השדה תחלקו את השדה ויאמר בביבושת אל המלך גם את הכל ייקח אחרי אשר בא אדוני המלך בשלום אל ביתו. אמר לו, אני אמרתי מתי תבוא בשלום, אתה עושה לי כך, לא עליך, יש לי תרומת, אלא מי שאביך בשלום. אני תכתיב, ובן יונתן מריבה, מריבה, אלא מביבושת שמו, ומתוך שעשה מריבה עם בעלם, יצתה דרכו ואמרה לו, נאצה ונאצה. נאצה, אני אמר, בר נאצה, ויבוא שאלה דארי המלכי, המלך ויורף בנוח. אומר רב מוני, means על איסקי נוחה. אומר רב יונה מרב, בשעה שאמר דוד למפיבושת, אתה וציבה תתפלקו את השדה, יצתה בת כה ואמרה לו, רחבם וירבם יחלקו את המלוכה. ואומר רב יונה מרב, איסי, אמר לו, לא קיבל דוד לשון הרע, לא נחלקה מלכות בית דוד, ולא עבדו ישראל עבודה זרה, ולא גילינו מארצנו. אומר פשבו, בנחמיני, אומר רב יונתן, כל אומר שלמה חטאינו על התואר, שנאמר, ולא היה לבבו שלם עם אל השם לקף כלבב דוד אביב. In other words, it's only כלבב דוד אביב, but הוא לא אוהב, אבל נכתנה מלאכות. אלא מה אני מקיים והאי להציטת שלמה נשב איתו את לבבו, Aik Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan wrote, Chtiv, Aik Leitzi Tak Shomana Shavitu Levavo, Vachtiv, Kelevav David Aviv, Kelevav David Aviv, Udolav, Mirtan, Lofatoki, Kama, Vahi Leitzi Tak Shomana Shavitu Levavo, Lalech, Etak Reali Machrim, Vallach, Ivach, Chtiv, Aziv Neshlamo, Mamalik Mosh, Shikut Moab, Mean Shibikation, no, not that he was born. So, Meyata Aziv Ne Yoshom is Beach Lashem, of course. Doesn't mean he really built him as Bayak. Shibikation is not, below Bana. Bana, how can I be the Bana? Elekiratani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Etabomot, Ashapane, Ushalayim, Asher Miyamin Lahar Mishka, Asher Banashlamo Melok Israel, Ashtarot, Shkutz, and Sidonim, among all of the other garbage over here, and Lichmot, Shkutz Moab, and so on. So Epshir Ba, Asavalob Yaram Yoshav, Avalob Yaram Abshapa, Yoshio, all of a sudden, and he's Mavir, the Malokala, but his Oshbert is Olas Yoshav with Yaram. Ela Makish, Vishonim Lachronim, Machronim Loasu, none was Talabam Lasheva, Afrishonim Loasu, the Talabam Bilignai, Vertiba Yashlamo, Hora, Beyashem. אלא מפני שהיה לו למחות בן השב ולא מיכה, מעלה עליו הכתוב כמוחתה. אומר רבי נאמר שמון נוח לו לאותו צדיק ששמע שדבר אחר, ואל יכתב בו והיה שרה בן השב. אומר רבי נאמר שמון, בשעה שנשא שלמה את בת פרעה, הכניס לו 1,000 בני זמר, ואמר לו, כך עושים לעבוד עזר פלוניס, וכך עושים לעבוד עזר פלוניס, ולא מיכה בו. אומר רבי נאמר שמון, בשעה שנשא שלמה את בת פרעה, ירד גבריאל, ונעץ קנה ביום, ועלה בו סרטון, ועליו נבנה כרך גדול של רוני. ומדנית אתנו אותו היום שהכניס ירבעם שני עגלי זהב, אחד בבית אל ואחד בדן, נבנה צריף אחד, וזהו איטליה של יוון. אומר שמו בנחמני, אומר רבי יונתן, כל האומר יושיהו חטאינו אל התואר, שמבייס היושר בעיני השם, וילך בכל דרך דוד עבדי. מה אני מקיים חמורה, לא היה לפניו מלך, אשר שב על השם בכל לבבו, שכל דין שדן מבין 8 עד 18, יחזירן להם. שמא תאמר נתן מזה ונתן לזה, תאמרו בכל מעודו, וזה זו מני, שנתן להם מי שלא, ופליג לרב. ויאמר רב, אין לך גדול, ובעלי תשובה, יותר מיושיעו בדורו ואחד בדורנו. ומנו אבא עבוד רבי יומי בר אבא, רצום זה בזה אחר, אחו את האבא עבוד רבי יומי בר אבא. ויאמר מר, רבי אבא ואחר אחי הבי. אומר רבי יוסף, ועוד אחד בדורנו, ונצאו כבר מנחמיה, בריש גלותא, והיינו נתן דצוציתא, אומר רבי יוסף, אבי יתימנו בפירקה וקומנם נאמר, וחזי בחילמה דגפש את יד וקיבלי. עד נלך במה בין.
He is,
והיינו נתן
דצוציתא, is...
It's his other name, yeah.
But where do we go back to Moshe and Aaron? Now that we went through all these other people, that could it be that they really did a chet? We had a machlokas whether they did a chet. How could it be with all these other people? I mean, we're talking about the greatest
different kind of chet. But Lamais over there, it's also a chet like Disheni. It wasn't. It was like Disheni. It's one of the Bnei Yisrael. It wasn't themselves. All right, gentlemen.
What is Rehoboam?